Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, December 4th. Currently with fair skies, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 66%. The wind speed is from the south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.09. The dew point is 19 degrees. And the current wind chill is 23 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. One person was injured in a crash shortly before the holiday parade this weekend in Topeka. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The crash happened at the intersection of South Kansas Avenue and Southeast 6th Street just after 5 on Saturday near the Miracle on Kansas Avenue parade route. The Topeka Police Department's watch commander reports the driver had minor injuries and was taken to a nearby hospital. There was damage to the traffic signal that they ran into. As of late yesterday, temporary stop signs were posted at the intersection. There were no other people involved and no impact on the parade. Investigation into that crash is underway. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Salvation Army still needs bell ringers this holiday season across Kansas. Major Paul James with the Salvation Army in Hutchinson said it's their agency's second year for the Chiefs Challenge, and every 2 hours that you volunteer to ring bells, your name gets put into a drawing and you can win two tickets to the December 31st Cincinnati Bengals game. The Red Kettle began in 1891 and funds programs through the year. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Prairie Land Partners.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with the KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas ends November 2023 with total tax collections of $649.6 million, and that's $13.8 million below the estimate. The total tax collections are up 1.1% from November of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $291.8 million. That's $10.7 million below the estimate and down from November of 2022. And corporate income tax collections were $35.5 million, $10.4 million higher than the estimate and up 168.8% from November of 2022. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $291 million, which is $14.2 million below the estimate and down $13.9 million from November of last year. Kansans will soon pay less for their groceries as the state tax on groceries takes another drop. Governor Kelly signed the Axe the Food Tax legislation in May of 2022, and the law dropped the food tax from 6.5% to 4% in early 2023. Newman University professor Dr. Larry Straub said interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve will hopefully slow down inflation and further cut what Americans are paying for groceries. He said they're going to probably keep those rates there at least part ways in the next year before they even think about starting to cut them. And the reason that they're doing that is so they can get this inflation even further under control. The next decrease will happen on January 1st, 2024, with taxes falling to 2%. Governor Kelly said the lower sales tax will save taxpayers about $740 million over a three-year reduction. Kansas Works, a division of the Kansas Department of Commerce, is taking significant strides to empower justice-involved individuals across the state through the Reentry Specialized Employment Counseling and Training, or RespectWorks program, which provides intensive case management and career navigation for eligible individuals released from the prison system in Kansas. The Respect Works program, administered in partnership with the Kansas Department of Corrections, was established in 2021 to help reduce the state's recidivism rate in Kansas, which is currently at 35%. The program currently operates through federal funding that the agency competes for, such as the $4 million Pathway Home Grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Labor in 2021. Assistance is provided on an as-need basis and includes job preparation, exploration and planning, occupational skills training, rental assistance, transportation and other basic needs-related payments, supplies and work clothes, intensive case management and employment counseling, assistance obtaining state identification, and other individualized services. A unique aspect of Respect Works is that participants remain with the same case manager pre- and post-release. Additionally, participants receive 12 months of follow-up upon securing stable employment. The objective of this method is to assist participants by providing comprehensive, personalized service that will help lead them into retaining high-demand, sustainable-wage jobs and decrease the likelihood to reoffend. To date, the Respect Works program has enrolled 360 justice-involved participants and has achieved an employment rate of more than 70%. The Kansas Department of Commerce hopes to expand the program and increase the annual number of justice-involved individuals served to 120 within the next year. Kansas State University researchers are part of a team that has been awarded a $2 million grant from the National Science Foundation to develop technology to enhance the safety of prescribed burning. Prescribed burning is when vegetation is intentionally set on fire as a technique for managing land and natural resources, and it offers a variety of benefits. Controlled fires replenish soil nutrients, increase forage production for livestock, and decreases invasive overgrowth, and they also reduce the risk and impact of uncontrolled wildfires by removing built-up vegetation. However, prescribed fires also carry safety and environmental concerns. An escaped or reignited fire can cause damage and injuries, and smoke causes air pollution in nearby and downwind communities. The project, Smart and Safe Prescribed Burning for Rangeland and Wildland Urban Interface Communities, connects innovative research in social sciences and engineering to develop technology to support safer burning practices. The project uses data collected through satellite imagery, uncrewed aircraft systems, and crowd sensing through landowner partners who conduct prescribed burns to develop the technologies. Other institutions involved in the projects are Georgia State University, the University of Kansas, and the University of Missouri, and they're working on fire behavior modeling, grassland fuel mapping, and hotspot detection. In Nebraska news, authorities in Hamilton County are investigating a stabbing that left one person dead and two injured. At about 1:30 a.m. on Saturday, the Aurora Police Department received a call about a stabbing near Fairview Drive in Aurora. And upon arriving on the scene, officers found a woman with significant stab wounds in the driveway of a neighboring house and found Caleb Arnett, 29, holding a knife inside a home. Ross Nicholas, 48, was pronounced dead at the hospital. A woman and child were also taken to the hospital and treated for stab wounds. The woman has since been transported to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha with severe injuries, and the child was treated for minor injuries and released. Arnett is currently being held at Hamilton County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder and two counts of first-degree assault. The investigation is ongoing and will be led by the Nebraska State Patrol at the request of the Aurora Police Department. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen will highlight school districts using extra state funding to cut property taxes today. This comes after the governor met with several superintendents across the state earlier this year to clear up any misunderstandings about how they should use that extra money. According to the Nebraska Examiner, Pillen asked districts back in September to use 97% of the recent $300 million increase in state aid to public schools towards property tax relief. However, school districts aren't required to use all the extra funding right away. The new law does allow it to carry over to next year's budget. Senator Robert Clements, who helped push this bill forward during the last legislative session, said that's not the point of the new law. He would rather see immediate action from school districts to drop property taxes. Pillen will honor Norris and Elwood school districts for doing just that. The superintendents for both schools will be in attendance for a press conference at 2 p.m. today, along with the Nebraska Commissioner of Education. A man was caught Wednesday hiding methamphetamine in his vehicle's gas tank, according to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office. Around 10 a.m., deputies stopped a vehicle for following too closely on Interstate 80 near the Lincoln Airport on Wednesday. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin said the driver, 33-year-old Giovanni Mercado, consented to a search. Deputies found 27 pounds of methamphetamine hidden in the gas tank, according to Houchin, and the vehicle was heading to Omaha. Houchin said the methamphetamine was wrapped up airtight and floating in the gas. Mercado was arrested on suspicion of possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A-team boys basketball team competed in the Healy tournament on Saturday, December 2nd, and brought home the first place plaque. Coach Cole said in the first round, Northern Valley beat Western Plains Healy 63-7, and it was the most points the Huskies had scored all season. All six Husky players scored in the game, led by Tate Talheim with a school record of 36 points, Griffin McKinney scored 11 points, Malachi Hitt scored 6, and Lucas Hansen scored 5 points. The Huskies took on the Weskin Coyotes in the finals and won 61-24, with Tate Talheim again having the hot hand, scoring 31 points, while Griffin McKinney added 19 points and numerous rebounds. The Northern Valley A team is now 5-0 on the season. The Christmas City Wrestling Classic for the boys results for Norton Community includes, in team results, Norton placing 5th with 90.5 points. Individually, 106-pound Caleb Kieswetter, 3-0, placed 1st and scored 24 team points. 113-pound Derek Clydesdale, 2-1, placed 2nd and scored 15 team points. 120-pound Aston Katz, 2-1, placed 2nd and scored 17.5 team points. 126-pound Jayton Weigel, 4-1, placed 3rd and scored 16 team points. 144-pound Brennan Fonenstill, 3-1, placed 3rd and scored 18 team points. The results for the Christmas City Wrestling for the Norton Community Girls. The girls' team placed 7th with 78 points. Individually, 115-pound Lorelei Granberry, 1-2, scored 3 team points. 120-pound Elise Waite, 2-2, scored 6 team points. 130-pound Lily Puga, 1-2, placed 4 team points. 155-pound Jesse Waite, 3-1, placed 2nd and scored 22 team points. 170-pound Evie Vance scored 6 team points. 170-pound Dana Bailey, 3-1, placed 3rd. 190-pound Cadence Greason, 2-2, placed 4th and scored 13 team points. 235-pound Kenya Goss, 3-0, placed 1st and scored 24 team points. 115-120-pound Allison Hale, 3-0, placed 1st. And 115-120-pound Keely Millen, 1-2, placed 3rd. At the St. Francis Gable Jenkins Invitational held on December 2nd, in the boys' team scores, Norton placed 8th and scored 62 team points. St. Francis Gable Jenkins Invitational results for individual Norton boys, 106-pound Stratton McKenna, 1-2, placed 3rd and scored 19 points. 113-pound Terry Zabala, 0-4, placed 7th. 120-pound Tristan Pearson, 1-4, placed 5th and scored 2 team points. 132-pound Michael Urban, 2-3, placed 10th and scored 14 points. 138-pound Jace Binder, 0-5, placed 6th. 150-pound Parker Stark, 0-4, placed 9th. 157-pound Jarrett Vonnensteel, 1-3, placed 7th and scored 2 team points. 165-pound Logan Vonnensteel, 2-3, placed 4th and scored 8 team points. 175-pound Cope Railsback, 4-1, placed 3rd and scored 15 team points. 215-pound Colton Stover, 4-0, placed 1st and scored 22 team points. And 285-pound Bryson Burge, 0-4, placed 5th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken fry, whipped potato, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili frito, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be vegetable beef soup, crackers, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 58 and breezy, with a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly clear with a low around 26. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 55 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 27. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 65. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 66. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 54. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 47 and breezy. And on Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 47. Currently, with fair skies, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 66%. The wind is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.09. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 23 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Tis the season for savings at Prairieland Partners with year-end holiday discounts. Right now, save big with $2,500 off select 1, 2, 3, and 5 series John Deere compact utility tractors. The gift giving doesn't stop there. Prairieland Partners John Deere is making it even merrier with 0% financing for 72 months. Hurry in to your local Prairieland Partners for all the festive details.
Prairieland Partners.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas State Wildcats and Kansas Jayhawks received their bowl assignments this weekend, and they're headed in opposite directions. K-State is off to Orlando, Florida for this year's Pop-Tarts Bowl, where the Wildcats will play the North Carolina State Wolfpack. This will be the first meeting between the two programs, and the game is set for Thursday, December 28th. KU, meanwhile, is headed to Phoenix for this year's Guaranteed Rate Bowl, which is played at Chase Field, the home of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Jayhawks will play the UNLV Rebels, who are also scheduled to visit KU next season. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl is scheduled for Tuesday, December 26th. The college football playoff field was also revealed yesterday, and it features a first in the 10-year history of the playoff. An undefeated Power 5 conference champion has been left out. 13-0 Florida State missed the field even after winning the ACC title game this weekend. Big Ten champion Michigan is the top seed, followed by fellow undefeated program Washington at number 2. Texas, the one-loss Big 12 champions, are third, while SEC champion Alabama was awarded the final seed. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We had some light precipitation falling yesterday over portions of northern and northeast Kansas, up to about 5/100ths of an inch occurred in Belleville. This morning, though, this upper-level system responsible is spinning over central and eastern Missouri, and another piece of energy diving southeast across the northern Rockies. High pressure also extends across the high plains with a disturbance to the east of us. This wave of energy over the northern Rockies will track across northeast Kansas this evening and further east by tomorrow morning. That may bring us some light rain or sprinkles tonight. In northwestern Kansas today, sunny and breezy with a high in the low 60s. It'll be clear tonight to low 25. Sunny in mid-50s in north-central Kansas today, and in the northeastern part of the state, sunny with a high 52. In southwestern Kansas, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. Clear and cold, tonight's low 25. In southeastern Kansas, sunny with a high in the mid-50s, and in the southeastern part of the state, sunny with today's high 55. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, we're inspecting the cattle market. They had trouble on Friday. Pork also struggled as well. We were lower, 174 to mostly 175 in the Southern Plains feedlots. Cattle and hogs expected to open higher today, but may not be able to hold that as well. We switch over to the grain market, lower trade in the corn and soy market, a bit higher in the wheat. Hard red winter wheat futures up 2. Corn futures in the December down 5 and the March contract down 2 and 10 cents lower in the January contract. Crude oil also lower today. Corn delivery is one of the big factors into the market. Also rain in Brazil over the weekend as well. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.